This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, excuse me, with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we are joined by the lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service, David Schallenberger. David, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fired up, ready to go, burning desire to win. It's just Friday. However, we have had this roller coaster in terms of temperatures and precipitation. It looks like we could have a little of all of that again this weekend.
Yeah, we can. We are looking at a really rather busy weekend. First of all, the one thing that stands out to us as we head into this weekend is the flood watch that's out there right now for places in southwestern Pennsylvania and northern West Virginia and also southeast Ohio. That's in place from Saturday morning all the way through Sunday evening.
David, in terms of the forecast for the immediate Pittsburgh region, like Allegheny County and the surrounding suburban communities, what can we expect out of this storm that's coming through?
Absolutely. So starting tonight and heading into tomorrow morning, we have a good swath of rain that's coming up from the southwest. That's going to bring between Saturday morning and Sunday evening around an inch and a half to that area, and in some extreme cases, an inch and three quarters to even 2 inches as you get down towards the Mason-Dixon line.
From a practical standpoint, David, you know it's Valentine's Day. All the restaurants are packed, a lot of dinners planned. So what's it going to be like here in the Pittsburgh area for people going out together for dinner?
Well, for this evening, things should be great. It'll just be a little bit chilly out. Highs are only going to get up to about freezing today. But as for weather, we're not really looking at anything, just a break before the storm comes in for the weekend.
And then when we get to, for many, a three-day weekend, President's Day on Monday, looks like we're back in some really cold air to start the week.
Yeah, we are. We do have a decent cold air coming in. So by the middle of next week, we should be in single digits for lows, and our highs are only getting in the 20s. So it's kind of like a rehash of January.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, David. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.